aspiring leaders, current leaders, and anyone who wishes to increase their leadership skills and improve their career. My name is Gary Davison, and I am the poobah of the Lodge of Leaders podcast. Each week, we'll do a deep dive into the skills and elements of skill set development to help you reach greater heights and to help you grow those leaders around you. What can you expect from the Lodge of Leaders podcast? It's simple. My name is Gary Davison, and I am a leader with 25 years of leadership experience. In that time, I've grown in excess of 20 leaders to executive level positions in the field of education. I've been a teacher, assistant principal, principal, university faculty member, a board member on many charities, in addition to the roles I've held outside of the field of education. These all give me a very unique perspective that I can bring to helping to grow you and the leaders around you. After you embrace the thoughts, beliefs, and actions of the systems that I've put into place, it's my belief that you will see your own leadership skills improve and thus your career will prosper. You can expect to grow, and you can expect to grow those around you if you put the work into your skill set and you're honest with your feedback. Remember, friction makes for growth, and we will grow. Colleagues, welcome today to Principal Mentor Series number 17. Today, we're going to talk about leading with humility. Principals who practice humility develop more followers, an improved collegial culture, higher student achievement, and a better school climate. The five success indicators for leading with humility are, number one, seek and listen to the contribution of others. You want to try and build that collective collaboration DNA in your building. And you only do that by seeking the contribution of others and truly listening to it. Number two, be grateful and show gratitude to everyone around you. Have a smile on your face, be grateful to be able to be their leader, and show gratitude to everyone around you for all their contributions, because big or small, everyone is making a contribution in your organization. Number three, openly admit your mistakes, and to a certain degree, be proud of them. You know, we all make mistakes, and we're all going to be flawed in some way, and there are ways to maximize. When you make a mistake, maximize a benefit, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Success indicator number four, ask for help often. Show your vulnerability to people around you. They want to know that you're real. You're a real person, and you truly understand their plight. And number five, review your actions. Every day, go through a debrief. Review, you know what? Did I lead in a way that people want to follow me as a person? You know, I often think back to one of the mistakes I made in opening the school that I'm at right now, a very big school. I was on special assignment getting ready to open the building. And we were developing a master schedule. So we had, 1,500 students, all had made their course selections. They were in the computer. And of course, our staff was not together yet. So we were all dispersed at multiple buildings. So I called the person who was in charge of scheduling at the time and said, yeah, I'm going to look at some of our sections, see how many students signed up for what and this, that, and the other. And I went in, and I looked at it and everything. And being a novice to it, I pressed a couple of buttons and I heard a zoop sound. Didn't know the computer actually made that sound, but then all of a sudden I looked and there were zeros where there should have been numbers. I looked everywhere and could not find it. Somehow, I had managed to erase all of the data of a high school schedule. And that, for all of you that are principals, you recognize what a major, major undertaking all of that data is and how losing it all is such a devastating effect. Well, I can tell you that, you know, we were able to go back and find the data, but I often use this when talking to teachers and aspiring leaders. And I tell them, look, you can't make a mistake worse than I did. I lost the master schedule for a school. You know what a major faux pas that is. And when I share that with others that, you know, don't be afraid to take a chance. Don't be afraid to try something new. Look what I did. I messed up and everything is okay. Kids were in classes. Everything ended up okay, but it takes time. Remember, being humble does not mean you are weak. Rather, your strength comes from building collaborative coalitions for others. Your walkout today is to admit a mistake to 10 people and then ask them for their help with something. I'll bet that you'll find that it is a success and ask yourself, how did it go? Lodge members, thanks for listening today to the Lodge of Leaders podcast. Before we go, I have a request. If you like today's episode, please add a review of the Lodge of Leaders podcast on either Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you've been listening. You can join the Lodge by going to drgarydavison.com and leaving me a comment, or simply going to questions@lodgeofleaderspodcast.com. All of the questions and comments will be part of upcoming episodes. Until we meet again, please remember that experience is not the best teacher. Feedback is.